Gord Miller standing by. The winner of our tickets to see CF and Salt Lake City June 15th at Saputo Stadium. You have the...
Peter Cortese.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Do you have the answer to the question that John asked?
Yes. Alessandro Biello. Youngest player on the... Not the Montreal Impact. CF Montreal.
It's a day off at the World Hockey Championship. I'm curious to know what Gord Miller did before work in Canada and Slovakia. Quarterfinals tomorrow at 10:20. Puck drop 10:20 our time tomorrow morning. Good afternoon, Gord. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Doing very well, thank you. We had a great off day here. I did some preparation for some games. We had a lovely dinner out. And my darling daughter, Blair,
yes,
who is staying at a different hotel than we are, was in the subway station, and these two gentlemen said to her, "Do you speak English?" And she said, "Yes, I do." And I said, "Can you give us directions to get to the Old Town?" And Blair directed Trevor Zegras and Cole Caulfield.
That's
great. Drove downtown with them and got them to the Old Town.
That is so cool.
How about that? Wow. Did she have any idea who they were?
Oh, she knew, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Caulfield especially, but...
Oh,
I don't know if I'd recognize Zegras exactly. Without a helmet on.
If you're Blair's age, you guess. Know who Trevor Zegras is.
Yeah. How old is she?
19.
Yeah, once upon a time, a semi-regular on Gord's Hits with us.
Gord, did she claim you? Was she like, "Do you know who my dad is?"
No, I think she just sort of said, "I think you might know who my dad is." But it wasn't the center point of the conversation, I don't think.
That's very cool. All right.
Yeah.
And so Andy said you were in the subway system.
I was on the subway. We just took Blair back to her hotel, and I was on the train coming back. So I had forgotten to set my timer right. But
that's fine.
It's a great way to get around here. It's just a fabulous, fabulous place, and it's just. I've said this before, Mitch. I think that if someone hasn't been to Europe before, I would say go to Prague because the city itself is spectacular. And secondly, you're right in the heart of Europe. You are 4 hours from Berlin, 4 hours from Munich, 4 hours from Vienna, 5 from Bratislava, 6 from Budapest. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, you're talking to me. So the pull every year gets stronger and stronger.
Totally
what is works. The old town of Prague like compared to, say, old Montreal?
It's spectacular. Well, I mean, it's part of it 1,000 years old, right? So, I mean, it's... the astronomical clock here is one of the oldest clocks in the world. The old buildings, the cobblestone streets, the cathedrals. It's just amazing. It's just a magical place.
So, other than Blair directing Cole Caulfield and Trevor Zegras to the right spot, what is the story? What has been the story of the preliminary round heading into the next phase here?
Well, a couple of things. I would say that. The unpredictable nature of it, you know, Canada's crazy game against Austria, the swings back and forth for a bunch of teams. And I would say the Swedes looking as good as they've looked for a long, long time in this tournament. This will be very close to their Olympic defense. I mean, they've got Rasmus Dahlin playing in their third pair.
So who can beat them?
Well, in a one-game shot, anyone can, and that's the great thing about these tournaments, right? About the World Junior, any of these IHF tournaments where it's single elimination. You know, we've talked about this before, but Scotty Bowman's great Montreal team. I think they went 14-2 in the playoffs that year, right?
Right. They lost two games.
The year they went 68-12, where it was. You know, I think they were 14-2 in the playoffs. Like they lost two games.
And it is Finland, so there is that built-in. Now,
Mikael Granlund got suspended today for just a terrible play. Like, just an awful. Like, there was like 2 minutes to go, and he cross-checked a Swiss player right in the throat.
Other than Slafkovský being a big part of Slovakia, what? How do you handicap this game tomorrow?
Well, Canada will be the favorite, but the question will be, and I think this is an important test for Jordan Binnington, who is trying to stake a claim to being Canada's Olympic goaltender. So Canada's goaltending has been uneven, to say the least. And I think he needs a strong performance in that game, and should they win it, in what remains to really solidify his position as Canada's Olympic goaltender.
Do you have any concern? I know it's the preliminary round. You referenced the Austria game. It looks like Canada just went to sleep, didn't think Austria would come back. And then the two late goals in their last game, which seemed already you were ready to put them to bed. And I missed everything. Although, what was it, seven goals in the third period? I watched the first two periods. I came to work. I went, what happened here? Is there any concern about that? What's happened a couple of times late in games?
Well, I think the concern would be less about the goaltending and more about just their defensive play and the fact they're giving up five-star chances late in games. That would be the big concern.
Yeah. Do you have some international news to share with us about the IOC?
A little bit, yeah. It's been rumored for a long time that this is coming, but it sounds like so the IOC is going to have their meeting in Paris right before the Olympics, and they're going to award the 2030 Winter Games. Now, that's not far off. That's what,
five and a half years
off, and the 2034 Winter Olympics. So the United States and France were two of the bidders for 2030. The others are slowly dropping out. And so much like what happened with the Summer Games in 24 and 28, France and the U.S. were bidding against each other in 24. They agreed that France would take 24, U.S. would take 28. So France is going to get the 2030 Winter Olympics in Nice. That's where the hockey, figure skating, opening ceremony, and closing ceremony will be. And then the United States, Salt Lake City, will get 2034. So that'll be awarded in July in Paris.
So there's no drama?
No, I think you know, they're at the point now where they want to make the bidding process more streamlined, and they want to vet the cities and just decide that way. It avoids a lot of the issues with bidding, right? Salt Lake City, Nagano, other places that had Torino that had bribery scandals, right? When there's a vote.
Right. So when you say cities are dropping out, is that the cost or any other reason?
I think there's a bunch of reasons. Cost, I mean, you know, the Swiss cited technical reasons. So did Austria. The fact is Swiss and Austrian ski resorts haven't had enough snow the last 2 years. So there'd be issues about whether they could stage the event. But yeah, cost is a big part of it for sure.
They haven't had enough snow?
Pardon me?
Andy just, her eyes got wide. They haven't had enough snow there? Seriously.
No. A bunch of prominent ski resorts in Europe had almost no snow in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I've been hearing that because a lot of the snowboard competitions as well, it's like they have a hard time building jumps. Like, yeah, it's global warming, man.
Yeah. Mm.
So, but
climate change. Sure. Climate change.
Well, that's what
cost would be a big part of it for sure.
Is there a difference between climate change and global warming?
I guess climate change would be the more, I don't know.
Accurate?
I mean, you can argue about, I mean, you can argue what causes it. I mean, you shouldn't really, but whatever. But the fact is, there's just, and I posted a thing today. There's a study from University of Waterloo about how a lot of traditional Winter Olympic sport cities are being affected by the fact that there's not as much snow as there used to be.
Hmm.
So that's not a political statement. That's just a fact that it's harder to stage Winter Olympic sports in some of these places because the conditions aren't right for it.
That's not up for debate.
Gord, when you look, since we're talking Olympics, and you know, I did live in Paris for a year. What do you think that's going to be like, the way that they have set up Paris and the fact that all these venues are at these places that are not really that close together? Like, what do you anticipate for that?
Well, it's kind of the way it goes now in a lot of cases at the Olympics, but it'll be interesting. Like, the opening ceremony, the parade of athletes is going to be on the River Seine. I'm looking forward to seeing how it unfolds, but they seem to be pretty confident in the plan they have and that they're going to pull it off. So
I'm so intrigued. Like,
they pulled off the World Cup in spectacular fashion. So
okay,
they do have a track record of doing major events.
I'm
going to tell you this: the Winter Olympics in Nice, I'm all for that.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah.
Like, that gets my vote. If I had a vote, yes.
Has Blair been with you on a few of these trips?
To which? The World Championship?
Yeah, any work that you do in overseas. I mean, I think it's great that you could bring
Blair's
your daughter.
Been to 15 World Juniors. She has been to 4 world championships now. She's at the Olympics in London. She'll be in Paris with me this summer. She's been to a lot.
Yeah, she's a lucky young woman. That's probably learned a lot more. A lot more than any classroom, right?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for her is that she's a really good traveler. More than anything, Blair is comfortable traveling. She's comfortable in foreign cities. She likes to soak it up and take it in. I think that's a great, great experience to have. I'm glad I could provide that for her.
Final one. I know you're wrapped up in what you're working at, but the NHL down to 4 teams. Florida has never won. The 3 other teams, it's been a while for the 3 other teams. And is there any doubt in your mind that these have been the 4 best teams in the NHL?
No, except there's some really good teams that lost out. I would say that they belong, and I don't know if you narrow down to 4. I think Colorado's an elite team. I think Carolina was an elite team. Vancouver was an elite team. But in the end, health matters and playing better matters. And I think, this, put it this way, there's no one in the Final 4 that you would say is a shock, is there?
Right.
Like there's no one you say, oh, wow, what a Cinderella story they are.
10 o'clock tomorrow, Canada and Slovakia. Gordon, Mike Johnson on TSN, Puck Drop 1020. Thank you, as always. Best to Blair from us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Dobro noc.
I'm guessing that means cheers, good health, thank you.
Probably all of those things.